Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in again. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. That would be really helpful. And if you could share this to anyone who you think might be interested in the weird world of fame, please do so. Also, give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast, and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest, controversial, and often funny stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, heavyweight champion boxer Mike Tyson talks about his time in prison for rape, specifically in terms of the friends that dropped him as a result, and those famous people who took the time to come and visit him, including legendary rapper Tupac Shakur. Hope you enjoy it. You really know who your friends are when you face adversity. So many people ran from me like the plague after my rape conviction. I was blessed to have so many good people in my life who supported me through thick and thin. My spirits would be boosted by everything I'd get and by visits from people who meant something to me. My mum, Camille, came to visit me 3 times. I never wanted her to see me in there, but I couldn't keep her away. It was a tough trip for her. She was in her 80s, but she did it. Jay would come with her and we'd talk about comic book heroes. I'd be worked up after reading one of the comic books that Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel Comics, had sent me. He also had a drawing done of me posing with some of his Marvel Comics superheroes, like I was one of them. One time, Jay and I got into a debate about which cartoon character was the toughest. He picked Galactus and I had my man Apocalypse. We went round and round on that topic until Jay said, "Mike, Galactus eats planets. How can you beat that?" My little daughter Mikey, my firstborn child, came to visit me a few times with her mum. She was only 3 years old then, but to this day she remembers those plane rides from New York to Indiana and posing for pictures with me in front of the brick walls. Don King showed up a few times. Every time he came, he had a contract for me to sign, which was totally illegal, but he didn't care. I was happy he came because I knew it was about making money. Rory and John Horn would come with him, but they'd visit me more often too. They put in some time. I was also thrilled to get a visit from Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X's widow. That tripped me out. I was so surprised and intimidated that she came to see me, I was on my best behaviour. I didn't want to say anything crude. She was an awesome lady. James Brown, the godfather of soul, stopped in to see me. Brother Sadiq brought him in. He was wearing a purple suit, purple shoes and a red tie with his hair all processed. He was telling me how he was going to whip Jackie Wilson's ass because Jackie tried to mess with James by running his fingers through his hair. "I'm no boxer, I'm from Georgia," he said. "People were scared of Jackie, I wasn't. Feel this." He showed me his bicep. Hard as a rock. I asked James about Otis Redding, who was a good friend of his. James said that his plane was better than Otis's plane, which had been overloaded and crashed, killing Otis. It was awesome to hear James boast like that. He had the ego of a fighter. He went on and on about his various enterprises, like the radio stations he owned. He pitched me on letting him manage me, so I told him to stay in touch with Sadiq. He sent Sadiq a letter shortly afterwards. He would manage me and he'd take 70% and I would get 30%. And I thought Don King was bad. I'll never forget the time that Tupac came to visit me in prison. Of all my celebrity friends, I've gotten more questions about Tupac than anybody else. All over the world, when people see me, even before they ask me about boxing, they invariably go, "What was Tupac like?" Tupac was everything. He was fucking Huey Newton. He was Mao Zedong. He was Karl Marx. He was just everything. I can quote Marx and Hegel, but Tupac was really prolific talking revolutionary theory. When you talked to him and got to know him, he was much more of a didactic cat than a thug. He had a fascinating mind. I met him in 1990 at an industry party at a club on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. The promoter of the party was my friend, and we were standing around outside shooting the shit. Everybody was dressed natty for this event, and I saw a small black street kid lingering near the door. "What's up, shorty? How are you doing?" I said to the kid. He reminded me of myself when I was a young kid on the streets, hanging out in front of clubs that I couldn't get in. "Nah, what's up?" he replied. I could see he wanted to go to the party, so I told my friend to let him in.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
But the little kid said, "One second," and ran off and came back with 50 guys, one of whom was Tupac. "Whoa," my friend said. We walked all those kids around to the back door and let them in. I stayed outside talking for a while, but when I went back inside, I saw Tupac on stage with a mic rocking the party. I couldn't believe it. He came off stage and we hugged and laughed together. When he smiled his beautiful smile, he lit up the whole goddamn club. I could see that this kid was someone special. Fast forward to prison. I got a letter from Tupac's mum. I knew who he was, he was exploding overnight, but I didn't realise that he'd been the kid rocking that club back in 1990. His mother said in the letter that Tupac was going to be in Indianapolis for a show and wanted to come see me. As soon as he walked into the visiting room, it was bedlam. He maybe weighed 130 pounds and had on these clothes that were bigger than he was. Blacks, whites, Latinos, Martians, everybody started going crazy. Even the guards were cheering. I had no idea he was that famous. When I saw him, I realised he was one of the kids I let into that party in LA years earlier. We went out to the picnic tables in the yard. "We need to throw a concert right here for you," he said, and jumped up on the picnic table. I was sitting at the table, begging him, "Get down, please, please come down. They'll lock you up with me, please stop." He was bent on doing an impromptu concert, but I was getting nervous. Everything was peaceful, and then all of a sudden Tupac was up on the table and everyone was cheering. "Oh shit, this little motherfucker is going to get me in trouble," I thought. "Mike, don't let them get you, brother. Don't let them get you, man." I finally got him down off the table. I started busting his chops. I'd just become a Muslim and I was playing Mr. Righteous Guy. "Listen, man, you need to stop eating that pork," I said. "How do you know I eat pork?" he said. I was teasing him, but he took it serious. He calmed down and we started talking. He told me that he never forgot our first meeting. "Nobody never done that, led a bunch of street kids into a nice club like that. You kept it real," he said. "No, no, that's crazy," I said. "We've all got to enjoy this world. It's nothing, man. We're just the same." Tupac was an immovable force as a personality. He'd seen so much pain and hardship. Sometimes the adversity we live through traumatizes us and gives us baggage, and we bring our baggage everywhere we go. I bring my baggage into my religion. I bring it into my relationships sometimes. I bring my baggage into my fucking fights. I don't care how much we succeed, our baggage still comes with us. For Tupac, being born in prison, seeing his mother's friends killed or sent to prison forever, that just put him in a state of nonism where he felt no one was listening to him or cared. So he went on autopilot and did the best that he could. Tupac was really a freedom fighter. I would talk to Tupac about the Black Panthers. I knew about his mother's involvement with them. She was a strong woman. By this time, I had become pretty radicalized from reading all those militant books. We got close after that, and he came out to visit me a few times. I would hear shit that he was in the paper for shooting cops, fighting with people. "Hey, listen. If you're not careful, you're going to be coming in by the time I'm coming out." Then he got shot and he was locked up. I'd arranged with a friend on the outside to set up a three-way call with Tupac. He told me that a friend of mine had shot him, but I didn't know that for certain. I thought that was a pretty fascinating look into the mind of someone who has not only been convicted of rape, but who has also somehow almost been forgiven by the public since he served his time. That's how it seems to me, anyway. After prison, Tyson went on to return to boxing, albeit mainly unsuccessfully. There was the biting of Evander Holyfield's ear, of course. And then he went on to have a career in acting, and now as a public speaker, almost comedian, with his one-man shows getting rave reviews and even being turned into films. I'd be really interested to know what you make of Mike Tyson. Please do let me know in the comments on Apple Podcasts, or by posting to our social media, Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast, and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Also, please check out my other podcast, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of my guests' afterlives, and give it a follow at Pod It's Your Funeral. Details for that show are in the description box below. Thanks for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.